Talk about your experience in France.
Well, I knew I was going in as a replacement officer, and we went by vehicle, and the vehicle got closer and closer to the lines. And I can remember one night in a tent just before going to further to the unit. I mean, I can remember lying on my bunk and hearing fire for the enemy fire or any fire for the first time. And I can remember that was the first time I really got frightened, because it was actually happening. I could hear the artillery going off. And the next morning, I can remember going to the 90th Infantry Division, 358th Infantry Regiment, and I can remember going in and introducing myself, of course, to the probably the S3, but anyhow, the major came out, the battalion commander came out, and I immediately gave him a bottle of Four Roses whiskey, which I had brought over in my musette bag. I brought over three bottles of booze, one for my platoon sergeant, one for the battalion commander, one for my squad sergeant. So he thanked me profusely, and of course I was sort of hoping that maybe I could get in the battalion, you know, instead of going up on the line as a infantry rifle platoon leader. Well, I was there for probably about an hour, because I company was in a firefight, and the battalion was just right there, just sort of waiting to see what happened in the firefight. And I can remember vividly a runner coming down the roadway to where we were, and the runner said, "Captain Rue got hit. Captain Rue just got hit." And the battalion commander looked at me and said, because Captain Rue was the captain of I Company, he looked at me and says, "You're going to I Company." In my own mind, I said, "Thanks a lot." Because he got hit, that's the way it was. So I went up to I Company and stayed with I Company until I got hit.
Imagine that would just be so terrifying to be in that situation. Did a lot of soldiers crack up, you know, or was everyone trained to sort of deal with their fear?
No, that was mostly in the movies. I had no problem, my platoon, with the guys cracking up or refusing to do anything. They didn't refuse to do anything. I mean, mm-hmm. I can still see a look of terror on their faces when I'd say, "Okay, let's go." But I had no problems like that at all. I presume it existed. I know it existed, but I had no problem like that. We had a good company. It was a good division. I was lucky.